what you're saying. She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. Hi, ladies. Today's episode is entitled, How to Stand Out with a Room Full of Women. Confidence is the key, right? But before we get into it, there's a poem I must read to you. So let's get into this poem first, okay? Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's the reach of my arms, the swing of my hips, the strut of my step, the curve of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please. And to a man, they follow stand or fall down to their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing of my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the rise of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't have to shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say it's the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need of my care. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. So, that poem is Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou, and, you know, if I said it too fast or fuck some words up, my bad. Y'all could always look it up and download it, but I think I did pretty good reciting it, right? So, that poem is important in today's episode because we're going to break down what she meant every step of the way, what she meant. But first, let's get into why this episode came by. I want to tell you guys a little story, okay? Small story, no big one today, no big one. All right, so you guys know I'm single, okay? Remember, I've been single since God knows how long after I dumped my dusty. Well, my dusty dumped me and whatnot. So, since I am single, honey, I've been out here freestyling, okay? And I've been going on dates, all right? So about 2 weeks ago or last week, don't give me the line, okay? I went on a date with this guy. Very nice guy. So shout outs to him. Hopefully he know who he is. But then again, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But shout outs to him. So I went on this date, right? And before we left, I decided I had to go to the bathroom because I had to tinkle. So I go in the restroom. And when I go in the restroom, for some reason, I always like to go to the stall further away, well, furthest away from the door, right? I don't know why. It's just like, it's just a Miss Brownstone thing, I guess. I don't know. But I do, right? So I go in the bathroom and I walk to the stall furthest away from the door. I'm sipping on some wine, ladies. So if you see me stop to get some wine, you know why, okay? So I go to the stall away from the door and I knock on it. And a girl answers, oh, I'm in here. Somebody's in here. And I'm like, oh, I'm so, so sorry. I don't know why. I always go to the stairway from the door. I said, I can go to this one. And the way that the door is set up is like a little car, like a little closet, like the back of the day closets, where the person inside can see you because they got the little bins on it. I don't know what it's called. But person inside can see you, but the person from the outside can't see who's in it. So I didn't know it was somebody in it. So that's what I was telling her, right? So she's like, oh, it's okay, it's okay. You know, her voice was so sweet. She had a nice voice. It's okay, whatever. So she's in the bathroom and she's telling me how she looks a hot mess. Now, we're talking while we're both peeing. Like, I knew Shorty forever, but, I mean, it don't bother me, because I told y'all, I talk to people when I'm in the bathroom anyway. When you in the bathroom, I come and talk to you, so it don't bother me anyway. So she comes out the bathroom first, and I come up behind her and go to wash my hands, and she's staring at me, and she has this huge smile on her face, right? So she's like, I'm so glad to match the face to the voice, or the voice to the face, one or the other. And I was like, okay, you know, you would have thought me and this girl was talking on the phone for like 5 years and we finally get to meet each other. So I'm like, okay. And she's like, yeah, you're so pretty. I love your dress. I love your jacket. And I'm like, thank you. And this woman was pretty herself. She was a Caucasian woman, tall. She had like dark eyes. I wouldn't say like emo, but she was like, she was still cute, you know what I'm saying? And she had black hair, long black hair. She wore a white and black button-up shirt. And the reason why I remember her outfit, because we're going to get into that next, okay? She wore a white and black button-up shirt, and she wore some black jeans, right? I didn't get to see her feet because I was washing my hands, and my head is always high. It don't be bad, okay, Maya Angelou? So I don't look down at people's shoes because I'm up here, all right? I look straight ahead, baby. So, after that, she says to me, do you think my hair looks good? Like, she's playing with her hair. Do I look cute? And I'm like, yeah, girl, you look good. She's like, okay, okay, I don't feel like I look good today. And she goes, and as she's talking, I'm thinking in my mind, like, I hope she ain't looking for me to validate her and be like, bitch, you feel me? Like, because we too grown for all that, all right? Now, when it's my homegirl and she going through a crisis or just broke up with somebody or going through a breakup, yeah, I'm in my homegirl house like, bitch, get the fuck up. You that bitch. Da-da-da-da, you know what I'm saying? Throwing clothes at her like, we going out. Fuck you talking about? Beat your face, bitch. But that's because that's my homegirl. You know what I'm saying? I don't know this lady. So I'm just looking at her like, okay. So she's like, she starts talking about her outfit and all this stuff. And I'm like, you look good. You look good, ma. You know? And I said, it's two things that's always important. And she said, what? Ooh, I had to sneeze. I'm trying to stop myself. I said, there's two things that's always important. I said, confidence. Confidence will always make you look good, okay? Confidence is important. And two, beauty. Beauty will always have you looking good. And she said, well, I can agree with the confidence, but I don't know about the beauty part. So as you can see through this conversation, I'm like, okay, this girl's self-esteem must be in the ground, okay? Like 6 feet under dead next to her auntie, okay? So I'm like, you look fine. Come on, let's go. And she's like, we're going to go. We're going to go strut our stuff on the prowl. And I was like, meow, girl, let's go. So she opened the door, and I came out first. Now, to my surprise, when we opened this door, I thought it was just going to be my date sitting there, okay? But when we opened the door, it was like five or six white men there, okay? Older white men, they were cute, okay? Well, Caucasian men, right? I don't want to offend nobody. They were cute, okay? But they were sitting there, right? And I think she came with them. I don't know. But we opened the door, they were like, boom, right there, right? Me, I glanced over, but I'm seeing them from the back. I'm not really paying no time, but I glanced over, and I'm like, oh, shit, some niggas right here. So I start walking, right? And when I walk, honey, hunty, all right, I strut my stuff, all right? What Maya Angelou said, because let me go back to that poem, because let me tell you something, okay? I got this poem on my wall, all right? Right here when she said, it's the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breast, and the grace of my style. That's how I walk, baby, okay? When she says, the click of my heels, the bend of my head, the palm of my hand, the need for my care. Yes, honey, that's how I walk. Like, listen, I walk, and at least in my mind, I walk like this. And my daddy say I walk like my mother walk like she got a big old booty, okay? And my exes have told me, like, you got a wagon back there. And I don't, because I'm an itsy bitsy, okay? I'm a stick figure, all right? But I still walk. I strut, honey, okay? I mean, I strut, honey. So I walk out, and when I walk, I picture myself walking towards, like, my husband. Like, my husband is right there, and I'm just showing him, like, babe, you see what you got? Okay, you see all this? Yes, this is you, boo. Okay, I walk like how Beyonce walked when she was, what is that video? When Jay-Z was in there, she was dancing. She was being all sexy towards him, and she was all up on. I can't think of the video. They got a couple of videos together, but that's how I walk, okay? I walk like I got a wagon. I walk like I'm that bitch. I walk like, listen, honey, it don't get no better than this. All right, I'm showing you this show for free. That's how I walk in my mind, okay? I don't know if other people see that, but clearly other people did see that because I'm walking towards my date like I'm that bitch, right? Not even paying these men any mind. And these men turning their heads and they just watching me. I mean, they watching me, honey. And one man go, oh my God, your jacket is so different. And I love jean jackets. So if I ever get famous, you guys, and y'all want to send me something to P.O. Box, baby, bring me a jean jacket, okay? I prefer the long ones that's like dresses. I love a jean jacket. I got a whole bunch of jean jackets up in here. But right now I'm rocking this one I just bought because that shit is the shit, okay? But it's like, I love your jacket. And I'm like, thank you, you know? And I'm going to go to my date. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I sat there. And, you know, I waited like a pretty, pretty princess for him to come out. And these men are just googly eyes over me, honey. And they're like, oh, yes, you look so nice. And I'm like, thank you. And the guy's like, what's your name? I told him my name. And I'm just smiling. And I asked him, well, how was your night, gentlemen? And they tell me how was it. And I said, were you outside eating? You know, I could talk to people. I'm very friendly, right? You could tell I've got a podcast. I like to talk. So I'm talking to him, and then this one man, his friend comes over and whispers something in his ear, and he takes it upon himself to walk up to me, and he introduces himself, and he shakes my hand, and I'm looking him in his eyes, and I'm just smiling, because along with confidence, baby, the most beautiful thing you can ever wear is your smile, okay? And not everybody gets the smile, okay? The smile don't happen all the time, but when I'm in the presence, when I'm in the presence of somebody that make me feel good, I smile a lot, okay? So I was smiling because I had a good day. It wasn't because of them. I was trying to impress them. But I just was in a good mood, okay? My date did that blocka-blocka, right? So I was just smiling. And they were just, like, measuring up my smile, okay? Not only do I got diamonds in my teeth, that's probably why. But I have a nice smile, you know. Shout out to my mama with her dentistry, okay? That's how you say it. Go ahead, my mama. Hook these teeth up. But I was just smiling, right? So he introduces himself, whatever, and these men are asking me all these questions. They begin to ask me, was my date my fiance? And I say, no, that's my boyfriend. I just said that he's not my boyfriend, but I just said that because, you know, I'm with him, give him that respect. You know what I'm saying? So after that, my date comes out. They ask his name, told him his name, whatever. So he comes out, and he's like, you ready to go? And I'm like, yeah. So he stands behind me. And I'm talking to the girl. She walks over. I think her name started with a P. Can't remember. So she walks over and she's like, why were these men just asking you all these questions? And they were just staring at you. And in my mind, I think to myself, like, this girl need to listen to my podcast, honey, because I'm the shit, all right? You don't know that already. Over here, she knows podcasts. We know. We know we the shit, okay? We know we the shit. You can't tell us we ain't the shit over here. All right, baby. So I said, let me give her my motherfucking business card. I'm lying. I ain't say that. But I was thinking it. I was thinking it, right? So I started to play dumb with her, okay? Because if she don't listen to She Knows Podcast, she ain't going to know this. So I said, I'm going to play dumb with her. I ain't going to give her all my tips and tricks, okay? And so I started laughing. And I'm like, I don't know. So I said, what's your name? And she said her name. And I said, oh, such and such and such and such. This is my day, whatever. And I said to my day, I said, isn't she pretty? And he said, yeah, yeah, yeah. So you like her hair? He said, yes. Okay. He said, you ready to go? I said, yeah. Now, I would have took a shot with her. Me and him would have been there for a minute. I would have took a shot with her because I clearly know that she needed a friend, you know. And I'm off woman empowerment, okay? That's me. That's me. I don't knock nobody down. I boost everybody up, okay? Unless you would pick me or you ratchet as shit, just saw some hood rat shit, and you just disrespectful towards me, then I'm going to have to knock you down a couple steps. But other than that, I really don't knock. I don't knock women, okay? And I don't compete with other women. That's just not me. I believe that we're all beautiful. And I believe to giving. I love giving compliments to other women. I love to make a woman feel good about herself. I can walk into a building and I can see a woman sitting there and she could just look sad. I'm going to tell her, you're so beautiful. Like, that's the type of person I am. I'm going to tell her, you know you're the prize, right? Like, that's just who I am. That's just me. So that happened, and you know, my date was like, "Oh, I think she was trying to get with you," and I was just like, "I don't know." He was like, "Yeah, the men was, you know, he even noticed." However, he even knew what was going on. But that brought me to this episode where I tell you how to stand out in front of a room full of women. I said in front of, how to stand out in a room full of women. And I've been trying to keep my episodes 15 minutes, but we're going to probably go a little bit longer today because that was just the intro. Let's get into the thing, okay? But the way you stand out in a room full of women is your confidence. You see, when she was in the bathroom and she was talking to me, she didn't have it, honey. She didn't have it. You could see she asking me for validation. You don't ask nobody for no validation. Remember I told y'all, if you feel like you got to prove yourself to somebody or you feel like you got to, this other person got to tell you what you're worthy of or this person got to tell you if you look good, you lost value, honey. You lost value. You don't get validation from no man, no woman, no nobody, no human being. You are who validates you, okay? You are who validates you, all right? So, from the conversation we had in the bathroom, if you haven't told already, that her confidence was 6 feet under with her auntie and her grandmama and her ancestors, okay? And that's an issue. That's an issue. So, confidence is the key here. But for you to have this confidence, you have to have self-love. You have to participate in these self-love activities that you heard me talk about, self-love vacation, about the things that I did when I was on my vacation, when I talked about dating myself. You have to participate in these activities so you can feel like you that bitch, okay? You got to love on yourself. You have to love on yourself, okay? So her confidence was under the ground and my confidence was through the roof. And now she's standing in front of me, asking me validation, and she got her hair down to her ass, nice, beautiful, dark hair, okay? And I got on a damn $19 wig on my head. But in my mind, I'm that bitch, okay? So when you step into the room, ladies and gentlemen, when you step into the room, okay, you gotta feel as if you just blessed that room, okay? When I go on a date and I go to a restaurant, and he can take me to damn Fridays, which I don't do Fridays, and Applebee's and Chili's, but he could take me to Fridays, or he could take me to a 5-star restaurant, honey. And, you know, I'm still working on my dining skills, okay? I messed up the day holding the martini, but I'm still working on it, okay? Still working on it. But he could take me to a 5-star restaurant or a damn hole in the wall. When I walk in there, I'm telling you right now, I feel as though it's grand opening day for that restaurant. That restaurant wasn't shit until I came up in there. That's my confidence. That's my confidence. I feel like I've just blessed that restaurant, okay? Ain't nothing on that menu look nor taste as good as me, honey, okay? That's how I feel when I walk into somebody. I can go to this man's apartment, honey. I can go to his house, and it could be a nice house. It could be a motherfucking mansion, bitch, okay? It could be a mansion. It could have mad floors, a whole bunch of bedrooms, a game room, a jacuzzi, a motherfucking built-in pool, bitch. It could be nice as shit. It could have marble floors. It could have fox fur, white fur, whatever you want to call it. And when I walk in there, I bless this house. Well, I'm the best looking thing up in this house. Your house wasn't shit until I walked in this bitch. That's how I feel about myself. And when you feel that way about yourself, everyone else will see the same thing. They will believe it because you believe it. You believe it. You ever heard somebody say you have to believe in you before other people could believe in you? You have to invest in you before other people could invest in you? That's what it's like. You have to believe you that bitch. Okay, you see Lizzo. Some men might not think that. If you don't know who Lizzo is, she's a singer. Look her up. Okay, honey. Some men may not think that Lizzo is cute because she's a thick woman. But Lizzo is cute, honey. Thick woman, fat woman, as some people would say, and I don't want to say fat, but, you know, plus size women. You women are pretty, okay? Because, listen, I used to date women, and it's some thick women that can get it, okay? All right, my days, I retired from that, all right? But I'm just saying, if I had a man that would bring a thick woman home, I'd be like, okay, the thick woman could get it, all right? Plus size woman, you're pretty too, okay? But your beauty doesn't show from your body. Your body don't give off your beauty. Your confidence is what gives off your beauty. Your mindset is what gives off your beauty, okay? So back to Lizzo. Lizzo is a thick woman, and she wear whatever the fuck she want to wear, and she strut her shit, okay, honey? She strut her shit, all right? And you can't tell Wenzel. You can't tell Lenzo that she ain't that bitch, okay? So whenever you go somewhere, you need to have confidence like Lenzo, okay? What she say? I just took a DNA test and I found out I'm 100% that bitch. You need to have that type of confidence. And that's what's going to make you stand out. So when you go freestyling and you at a bar and there's other women in there, and listen to me, don't be that girl that look at other women and be like, all the men gonna talk to me because I look better than her, okay? You see her tracks, you see this, you see that, look at her hair not curly. Don't feel like you're in competition with other women. Because you're not. Because when your confidence is on a million, honey, these women could look better than me, but guess what? They ain't me, okay? They ain't me. You could be cute, okay? Well, Aaliyah J said, she was cute, but she just wasn't me, all right? That's how you got to think about it. I could go in a room full of women. They could be the most. Listen, they could be gorgeous, honey. They could have hair down to their motherfucking ankles. They could be like Goldilocks, Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella. That don't take away the fact that I'm Miss Brownstone. That don't take away the fact that I'm Miss Brownstone. Okay? And that's how you got to feel. I could go in a room with other beautiful black women, and they just got their hair slayed from motherfucking Arrogant Tay, okay? If you know who Arrogant Tay is, he do some hair, okay? He can have their hair slayed from Arrogant Tay, and I can have a wig that I bought from Family Dollar, but guess what? I'm still that bitch, and I bet you because I walk like I'm that bitch, and I feel like I'm that bitch, and I feel like a pretty, pretty princess, and I sit so cute, other men are gonna be like, oh my God, who is that? Wow, it's something about her. It's something about you, girl. Who sing that song? Remember? But that's how they gonna feel. And they're gonna be like, I gotta get to know her. It's something about her. She just had this something just glowing around her. Like, I have to. That's how it is. So the way to stand out in a group full of women is to have that confidence and to not feel like you're competing with them. You're not competing with them. Gorgeous, whipping pretty women give compliments to other women. Gorgeous women, pretty women, confident women, sexy women. What else? Successful women. We don't compete because it don't get no better than this, baby. Okay? You supposed to feel like you that bitch. You supposed to feel like you the shit. Okay? So confidence. Now, for those who lack in that department, whose self-esteem is 6 feet under, I'm going to tell you how you get your self-esteem up there, baby. Let me drop you some tips and some tricks, okay? Number one, you wear clothes that compliment your body. Now, my mother used to say to me, you could dress like a crackhead and go outside and Miss Stuko will talk to you. That's because I got the strut down pack, okay? That's because I got the confidence down pack. But that don't work for everybody, okay? So when you wear stuff that makes you feel sexy and that you feel like you look your best and that compliments you, you're going to feel that inside. And inside is going to blossom through the outside. You know what I'm saying? So where's the compliment your body? Me, honey, I'm a stick figure. And I told y'all that several times, okay? I can't wear certain shit. And I saw some ladies gonna be like, my thick women, hold up. My plus size women gonna be like, she complaining because she's skinny. I wish I was skinny. Cut the shit, okay? Don't come over here with that bullshit. We ain't doing that today. But it's some things that I can't wear because I'm so skinny. Like, I can't wear no skinny jeans, baby. I'm gonna look like a chopstick. I'm gonna look like both of my legs are chopsticks. I'm gonna look like a grasshopper. Okay? I'm gonna look like a grasshopper. I can't wear that shit. I know that already. I have to wear jeans. I threw all my pants out. I probably got a couple of them. And the ones I got, I'm gonna get into that. I only wear the ones that I know make me look like, damn, bitch. You get what I'm saying? And when I put them on, I be like, damn, bitch. But I only wear those, okay? That's the only ones I wear. So, skinny jeans ain't for me. But bell-bottom jeans are for me. I know that. High-waisted jeans are for me. I know that. What else? the jeans that Dominican women be wearing when they have they don't have the pockets on the back, no pockets on the back, and it just be like flat. And it, you know how Dominican women, they got wide hips. When they wear them jeans, is they got wide hips and fat ass. You know what I'm saying? Them type of pants. Oh baby, I look good in those. Okay, but I also know that, you know, I don't have a booty. Okay, but I know that I have a shape. But yeah, I know that I have a shape. So, being as though I have a shape, I can wear, like, sundresses. I can wear a lot of dresses. Dresses complement me very well. And I notice that with a dress on or a skirt on, men like that shit, okay? Men, it just give off that real girly, feminine vibe, you know what I'm saying? So, I noticed that, too. And, that's one thing we're going to get into, what she was wearing, and when I describe what she was wearing. So, for thick women, I think also will work with you would be, like, body suits, like, the top, the, you know, like, the body contour, kind of, not body contour dresses, but, like, body suit tops, like, the shirts that snap in between your, you know, what you call it. Like, that looks good for y'all because it holds everything in, you know, and it still give you that shape. Like, for me, that look cute on me sometimes because with the jeans and everything, I'd be looking a little crazy. But for thick women, I notice that look really good on you. Like, one pieces, like, is the shit for y'all. Because it just complements your curve and your thickness. Okay? So, wear something that makes you feel like you're sexy. And when you feel like you're sexy, you show that energy out in the world, right? Another thing is smell goods. Okay, honey. Let me tell you. Men love the way you smell. All right? And this ain't just for men, though. This for us as well. But if you smell good, like, if you wear something that just make you smell, like, it just make you feel sexy. Like, you just put a perfume on, and you just feel like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. People keep calling. Yeah, you feel like, you know, you just smell good, so you just feel good, you know? Like, it just, that scent is a certain scent that just give you that, you know? Then when you wear that perfume, it makes you feel sexy because the smell just make you think, oh, I just feel seductive. Seduction. For me, all right, so I like oil use. And what I do is, I learned from my auntie Benita, my little Southern Belle. She takes oils and she put them in her palm and she mixes it with her baby oil. Or, like, they got baby oil, but they got, like, the gel form of it, and she puts it all over her body, right? So, my skin is soft because of that. And if you grab any part of me, my arm, my shoulders, my booty cheeks, anything, I'm going to smell good, baby, because I mix that oil, that scent, in with my baby oil. And I lotion my whole body with that. So, when I do that, I just automatically feel like I'm that bitch, okay? Like, especially when you about to have sex, you just be like, you feel good because you don't have to, you're not worried about any type of odor or anything like that, you know what I mean? Not saying I have odor, but, you know, just in case you're one of them women that just, you know, you don't like to send a baby oil, you know what I mean? Like, you got that feel when you put that on. So, smell goods help you feel sexy. And get some, don't get no cheap perfume, okay? Do not get that, because I might put the oil on baby oil, or you mixed in with baby oil, and that made me feel good, my skin feel all, you know, whatnot. But I still get perfume, like Burberry perfume. I have this Burberry perfume. I think it's called Her or something like that. I think it's called Her. I put that shit on. Bitch, let me tell you. When I put that on, I feel like I'm about to take somebody's man, honey. My confidence goes through the roof. I feel like I'm about to take somebody's man when I put that on, okay? Valentino is another one. I put that bitch on and I feel sexy. Like, if I'm trying to catch me a man, if I'm going out on a date, I put that on. I don't know why I put that on. But rose water is another one. I bathe in that bitch, honey. But smell goods make you feel sexy. Okay? So that's the second tip. I'm not gonna keep counting these. I'm just gonna drop them out here, okay? Just take notes, baby. Take notes. Another one is when you're getting dressed to go on your date, or you're getting dressed to go out, go to the club with your homegirls, freestyle, whatever you're doing, right? You're getting dressed, you're going out, about to go stunt, honey. Stunt, okay? You have to have a certain, have your body, have you on a certain frequency, okay? You have to be on a certain frequency. So how do you do that? How do you do that? When I get dressed, okay, I play music. And I'm not playing no ghetto, oh, what's pussy talks, city girls, and I'm like, no, I'm not playing that. I'm sorry. I play that if I'm about to be a ghetto bitch. Like if I'm a stripper, like, I feel like you play that music if you a stripper, because, you know, I work with strippers, you guys. If you don't know, now you know. Look up Body by Brownstone. That is my exotic line. If you guys want to get some lingerie, hit me up. DM me, baby. That's on Facebook, is Body by Brownstone. Instagram is Body_Brownstone. Website coming soon. But, yeah, just shout that out for you, baby. Just shout that out for you. I do custom fits, baby. So, you know, I work with strippers. But anyways, if I'm going to the strip club and I'm dancing tonight because I have stripper friends, my stripper friends, when they're getting ready to go to the strip club and dance, I'm telling you right now, they play that. They play, like, with that pussy talk, some shit city girls be listening to. They play with a bag at, nigga, with a bag at. They play light skin, bitch, I'm back at it. You know what I'm talking about, all that ghetto shit. They play that. But when you're going out and you want to feel sexy and you want to vibrate on that frequency, you got to play something sexy, okay? Usher, Seduction, honey. Seduction. I be playing that because I just, it make me feel like, yes. You know what I mean? You got to play something that's going to make you feel sexy. Seduction. Darnell Jones, Have You Seen Her? That's my thing. My go-to right there. Remy Ma, Conceited. I'm conceited. I got a reason. Like, you got to play songs that make you feel like I'm that bitch, okay? 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 What Megan Thee Stallion say, I'm that bitch. Forever be that bitch. You know what I mean? Like, you got to play stuff that's going to make you feel yourself. Because you have to feel yourself. And let me tell you something. If you don't think you the shit, nobody else will. Nobody else will. So, what was that? Play music when you're getting dressed. I said, wear stuff that compliments the way you look. What else I say? And, you know, wearing something that compliments you also goes down to my transgenders. I don't know if I have any listening, but my transgender women, you have to understand this about yourself, right? And I have a cousin that's transgender, and me and her go through this all the time. Well, we used to go through this all the time. My cousin is shit now. She don't need my help. But if you know you have broad shoulders, you have to find something that's going to cover your shoulders. You get what I'm saying? If you have a chisel type chin, you know, facial structure, you know, you didn't get your surgery yet, whatever, you have to find something that I wouldn't say really fits your face because it'll bring it out, but like long hair. Like, you know who's a good person to look at? Monet Exchange, okay? And they picked on Monet Exchange when she was in RuPaul because she used to wear them damn pixie wigs or whatever, but that's to make her feel sexy. You know what I'm saying? And it looks good on her. But long hair is what compliments her. You get what I'm saying? You have to learn what compliments you. Just like when you do your makeup, you have to learn what compliments you. And that's another step into being confident. Makeup, baby. Makeup. People try to say, oh, you wear too much makeup. Don't wear makeup. Makeup is to enhance your beauty. Okay? But you got to know when you do your makeup, how to do it right, and what look good on you when you do your makeup. Like me, I know I'm a blush type of girl. Okay? Blush look good on me. All right? I noticed that when I wore... I like black lipstick. I'm a lipstick girl. I don't do eyeshadows like that. But I noticed when I wore black lipstick, I noticed what type of men I attracted when I wore black lipstick. But when I put on some reds or I put on some pinks, you know, it's a showstopper, baby. It's a showstopper. Okay? You got to learn, women, what colors to wear. Treasure the women as well, okay? Because you are women, all right? My gay men as well, okay? If you walk in that feminine energy, you have to know what to wear to attract that masculine energy. These colors is a major key into wear. You know, pinks, reds, blues, whites, yellows. You know what I mean? Stay away from the dark colors. We ain't no damn vampire. All right? Red is everything, okay? Let me say something. If I'm trying to get a nigga hooked on me, and when I say nigga, we went through this before. I'm talking about a man. Well, not a man. I'm talking about, you know, guys. Where I come from in the urban community, you know, urban culture, which means black community, we use the N-word, okay? So if you don't like the N-word, get the hell off this podcast because I'm used to using it, all right? But where I'm from, okay, we use the word nigga as to explain, you know, boys. We say that nigga, that mean a boy, okay?
all right, or we just, depending on how you're using the sentence, but right now we're using it as a boy, right? So, if I want to make a nigga hooked on me, honey, and I want to be a showstopper when I go out with a man, right? I'm wearing red. If I'm trying to catch me something, I'm wearing red, honey. Oh, red all day. Red all day. Red all day. Let me tell you something. I will put on, I got so many red dresses. Fuck black, bitch. Fuck black. Red, baby. Okay? I put on a red dress. Somebody gonna look. Because red calls for seduction. Red calls for attention. It makes me stand the fuck out. Now, you ain't got no choice but to look at me, bitch. Because I'm in your face with it. Okay? And I got the confidence to go with it. I got that strut to go with it. Another step in building up your confidence. Practice your strut, baby. Us as women, we gotta walk. Oh, not no regular walk, bitch. And my straight women, okay? My women that was born women. You wonder why a lot of these transgender women are taking your man. It's because they got the strut down pack. Y'all don't got it yet, okay? They know. Transgender women know what they got to do to get that man. Okay? They know they got to have that strut. They know they got to have that makeup on point. They know they got to have that lash. They know they got to get that vixen look, okay? Us regular women, we don't know that yet. Yeah, you learn that today. But yeah, your strut is everything, man. And I tell you, when you walk in a room, you got to feel like you the best thing that ever happened to that motherfucking room. That room could be marble floor, baby. Bitch, that marble ain't got shit on you. Hello. I hope I'm lifting somebody's confidence with this. If I boost your confidence today, somebody, I don't know, say something. Say, inbox me and say, Miss Brownstone, you made me feel like I'm that bitch today with that episode you just did. Inbox me, honey. If you don't know where to inbox me at, you can inbox me on my personal page it's on Instagram, at MS.Brownstone, okay, _. Inbox me and say, you know what, bitch? You boosted me up today. Or you can inbox me at She Knows Podcast. Okay, I'm gonna put all the where you can hit me up. I'm putting in the description. I even got an email. Okay, I want to hear from you guys. All right, and I want you to share this with your friends. Share my podcast with your friends. Okay, I got 30 people that listen a week. I need to be 100 people that listen a week. So put your friends on. Share this. All right. Anyways, back to what I was saying. But yeah, your strut. You gotta practice your strut. Okay. And you got to put on some heels. Throw them sneakers out. Them Jordans. Throw that shit the fuck out. You don't need that shit. Wear some heels, baby. Because heels, they do something with that arch in your back. Put the arch in your back and pop it. Yeah, they do something with the arch in your back. It make you look sexy. Make you feel sexy. Okay? What other tips can I give you to build up your confidence? Self-love builds up your confidence, okay? Self-love builds up your confidence. If you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to Self-Love Vacation episode by me. Listen to Date Yourself. Take yourself out. Spoil yourself. Good, cute. That builds up your confidence, all right? We are going on 38 minutes in this damn thing. I need to wrap this up. Let's wrap it up. All right. Ooh, excuse me. So the way to stand out with other women is to feel like you're that bitch. That's it. To feel as though you're that bitch, okay? That's it. You know, and that helps. Your confidence helps in the men that you attract. So if you wonder why you keep attracting these bum-ass, dusty-ass, immature-ass men, it's because your confidence. It's because your confidence. That's why. That's why. Because let me tell you something. When your confidence is on a million, fuck 100, honey. When your confidence is on a million, you want to attract men of quality. Because men of quality, value men. Men of value, should I say. High value men. They're picky with who they entertain. They're picky with who they date because they know they the shit. Okay? Because they want somebody that's a reflection of them. All right? So if you were the bummy, dummy, dusty, whatever fuck you want to call them, and you're like, why I keep attracting these dusty-ass men? Because you didn't level up yet. You didn't level up yet. Your confidence ain't there yet. So when your confidence is on the same level as him, you won't keep attracting men like him. Okay? I'm trying to tell you, hunty. Get your confidence up there. Confidence is the key. Confidence is the key, okay? And they talk about it in every book. And, you know, I'm a bookworm, okay? I read a lot of damn books. I was reading this book called The Power of the Pussy. And she was talking about that, too. Like, confidence is what's going to... And look, confidence affects your dating life. Because if you act like more, you will receive more. But if you act like less, you will receive less. Do you get that? If you didn't get it, it went over your head. I'm going to bring it the fuck back. When you're dating someone and you're confident and you act like, oh, well, I deserve the best. I'm used to receiving the best. I'm a spoiled brat. My daddy spoiled me. This is what I know. This is what I'm used to. This is what I'm going to receive. This is what you're going to do. I don't want nothing less than that. Then guess what? You're going to receive more. You're going to receive more because he's like, oh, damn, I can't come to her with some bullshit because she ain't even going for that. That ain't even who she is. Like, you get what I'm saying? You got to walk like you $1 million. If you walk out the house like you're $20, then he's just going to add change to you, bitch. Now you're going to just be 20 and 50 cents. Okay? You won't be like that. Walk out the house as if you $1 million. Okay? And he got no choice but to come to your table with that other motherfucking half for that. Either, not even gonna say half, but with the other motherfucking million, okay? Or he gonna have no choice but to add to that million. Because guess what? Because it don't get no better than a million unless you're going to a billion. So if he bring you up to a billion, that's even better. Right? Confidence is what helps you, okay? Stop telling these niggas, and I fucked up on this a couple times, okay? You know, I told some men when I go on a date with them, I tell them about all my fucked up ass dates. But I've been on some nice ass dates with some nice men, okay? You know, like, I've been on nice dates. I done dated some really good guys, okay? I done dated a guy that's a football player, okay? Honey. But that don't take away the fact that he just wasn't for me, okay? His family was trying to convert me to be a Muslim. I wasn't having that, okay? I done been around football players, okay? Okay, I'm from fucking East Orange, Campus High, and there's some football players that graduated from East Orange, Campus High. Okay, I'm from North New Jersey. There's some football players that came from fucking North Tech, all right? I ain't gonna drop their names. But I went on dates with them. And I've been exposed to some high-value men that are even young, honey. And they just wasn't meant for me. But guess what? Once you're introduced to the real, you don't want the fake. You don't want the fake. Okay? My ex-boyfriend that set the standard so high for men, I just be like, oh, you can't help me with my car? But that's my requirements. Oh, you can't buy me a drink when we go out? Oh, but that's my requirements. I mean, I'm so... D done spoiled me, baby. So, if you ain't coming like that, I don't want you. Okay? Period. Like, my daddy ain't spoiling me, but my daddy boosts up my fucking confidence. My daddy tell me all the time, you's a pretty, pretty princess. You so pretty. You deserve this. You deserve that. And if a man don't come to me with the same motherfucking energy, I'm like, I ain't impressed, bitch. my mama give me everything I want, too. So if you don't give me everything I want, I'm not impressed, bitch. But that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, confidence is the key to a lot of things, okay? So, remember, ladies and gentlemen, whoever compliments you, make sure you vibrate on a high frequency. Feel like you that bitch, okay? Don't be desperate, all right? And just listen. It don't get no better than this, all right? And I don't care how many times you done been cheated on. I don't care how many times you done seen him flirt with another woman. I don't care if the man you like in high school, because it was this guy in school, you gonna call him Rocks or whatever. Rocks had a crush on this girl, and this girl had a big old booty. She was cute, but she had a big old booty, but now she's a stripper. Ha. But anyways, I'm not knocking strippers, I'm just saying. But but she had a big old booty, and he played me out for her, right? That was cool, whatever. But, you know, I didn't let that ruin my self-esteem. Because
She ran for prom queen, but who won prom queen? This bitch. You know what I'm saying? She doing what she a dancer now, and she got to come to me for outfits, okay? So who won? Who won overall? And Rox was just in my inbox on Instagram telling me how, oh, you know, I wish I would have paid your attention back then. I love the woman you became. Da-da-da. Now he realized what he fucked up at. So I say all that to say, even if a nigga cheat on you, even if he do you dirty, even if you dating the wrong ones right now, don't let that ruin your self-esteem. That don't take away that you that bitch. That don't take away that you that bitch, honey. That don't take away, no, no. No. You still sickening. And if anybody ever told you otherwise, they's a damn lie. Next time somebody tell you, if somebody tell you ain't cute, somebody tell you ugly, you'd say, that's the devil. That's what you tell them. You put on my grandma voice and you say, that's Satan, honey. That's the devil. That's what you tell them. That's the devil. Because you look good, bitch. You look motherfucking good, bitch. And if you don't feel like you look good, put on some motherfucking makeup. It enhances your beauty. That's what you do. Okay? Honey, tell them sickening, okay? I remember when I was working at this job, and it was this, my manager was this gay guy, right? And he was not cute, okay? And I ain't knocking on gay men, but he wasn't cute. He ain't have it, right? But me, I used to walk in a room like I was that bitch, because I still walk in like I'm that bitch, okay? And one day he came up to my desk, he said to me, you think you the shit. Girl, that validated me, okay? And I'm not saying I look at other people to validate me because I validate myself. But he just gave me that boost, like, oh. So I looked at him. I said, phenomenally. Fuck out of here, nigga. You think I'm the shit. That's why you made that comment. When people got to put you down, it's because they're threatened by you. Because they're threatened by you, honey. All my life, I got a keloid on my motherfucking... What is it? My right ear? Is my right? Yeah, my right ear. I got picked on for that. Oh, you got a titty on your ear. You got balls on your ear. Look at your keloid. What is that? It's a punching bag. I used to get picked on all the time. You think that stopped me? You know what I learned how to do? I got me a motherfucking wig that either cover that side or compliment that side. I got me a clip-on earring and I put on a damn keloid. And I got a diamond on that bitch. I look good, bitch. You can't knock me, baby. You can't knock me, okay? People picked on me and said I was skinny. You shaped like a stick. Okay, I'm going to wear shit that compliment this motherfucking stick. Or I'm going to gain some weight. I'm going to change what I don't like about me. I'm going to hit the gym. So somebody say you fat, you work on it. Okay? You work on it. Because you only work on it if you want to change it. Now, if they say you fat and you don't want to change it, then you get you a man and accept that fat. That's how it works. But that's enough of me talking because I'm going on 48 minutes. So, as always, ladies, keep it classy. And tune in for next episode. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys if I just boost your confidence. Damn a bitch. Okay? As always, keep it classy. Tune in for next episode because we're going to get into some things.